Podcaster Tim Pool reveals gunman in a vehicle opened fire on his property. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 6, 2025. Tim Pool revealed that a gunman in a vehicle approached his property on Friday night and opened fire, adding that nobody was hurt from the reported shooting. In a post on X on Saturday morning, Pool also revealed that his security team is reviewing the incident and would be relaying their report to appropriate law enforcement. "Last night a vehicle approached our property and opened fire," Pool wrote. "No one was hurt. Our security team is reviewing the incident and will be relaying the report to appropriate law enforcement. This is the price we pay for speaking out against evil," Pool added in his post. In another post on X, Pool shared that his immediate thoughts were that someone was trying to scare him. Pool added that he has a security gate and armed guards. Pool's announcement that someone opened fire on his property comes after Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was assassinated on September 10 while answering questions from students at Utah Valley University. Several people, such as Seth Dillon, the owner and CEO of the Babylon Bee, and conservative journalist Jack Posobiec, expressed that they were praying for Pool and his family. "This is insane," Dillon wrote in a post. "Glad everyone is safe. Praying for the whole Timcast family," Posobiec wrote in a post. "No one deserves this," Brandon Showalter, a journalist with the Christian Post, wrote. A recent national survey released by the Young Americas Foundation, YAF, found that when asked about Kirk's assassination, 70% said, "There is absolutely no justification for murdering someone over their viewpoints," while 22% claimed that Kirk's viewpoints mean he brought this violence upon himself to an extent. The Post-Millennial reported that a Pew Research Center survey conducted between September 22 to 28, 2025, found that 85% of Americans believe that political violence is on the rise.